Okay, so I don't know how well this is gonna sound. I'm not actually working right now. I'm doing some canvassing, if you guys know what canvassing is. I'm sure some of you do. I'm sure some of you think that I'm making canvases. But either way, I'm not saying that you're doomed. I'm just saying that a lot of you probably haven't worked for a nonprofit organization before. So, anyways, gonna give the explanation. I'm not really trying to explain who's who in the allegory, and I don't want to think that, like, I did not mean to offend anybody. I realized that I might have yesterday whenever I said that some of these people are people that I actually know. What I meant whenever I said some of the people are people that I actually know is that the four people that actually did skip rocks, were four people that I had pulled up. One of them was me, pretty obvious which one that was, but yeah, I called myself smart. Anyways, so the rest of them all come from different ideas and stuff, people like that. The other people are just kind of what I see a lot of people missing, so I wouldn't say that it's a person, but I've seen a lot of people say each specific thing, you know, trying really hard, but not accepting any advice. It's not going to get you anywhere. I'm going to go into a little bit of, as I said before, naturals versus not naturals. Hold on one second. Yeah, as I said before, naturals versus not naturals in this idea. And so what I want you to look at is the fact that... actually, I need to explain the other thing first. The biggest thing, I would generally say that... I'm going to explain the allegory itself, which part of skipping rocks is lucid dreaming and what's not. And... like how that applies if you've ever skipped rocks or whatever. The first thing is, whenever you first skip a rock, you want to choose a good, rock. And in order to do that, you got to go to the right shore and then choose a good rock, which I would put all of that in the category of sleep. You want to just, not just sleep, you want to have the right night, which is the shore, and then picking the rock, which is every time you go to sleep that night. And my biggest advice for that would be, instead of just throwing one rock per night, I would recommend throwing multiple rocks per night, which I've told many of you guys about before. The microwake back to bed is my preferred technique. I wouldn't say that it is a technique in and of itself, but it's a catalyst for the rest of my techniques. And there's that. One of my favorite ideas is just that. And I feel like it lengthens the nights more than anything else, which is another reason I love it. I've told you guys before that I hate sleep. I don't know if I've explained why. I've always said I wish I could be doing more things. Whenever you go to bed and it's like 10 o'clock and you wake up and it's like, you know, 7, 6, 8, whatever, whenever you wake up, that's like 8 hours just gone. And I'm one of the people that, you know, I know there's 168 hours in the week and I plan each hour of what I'm gonna do. And growing up, I always saw that. The big one, the one that takes up more time than work, and that was sleep. And so I made it to where it didn't take up more time than work. Which made the other things take longer and made me fail more at a lot of things because you need sleep in order to be good at things, and especially for someone like me that's a little ADD and gets a little distracted, which is another reason why I know how many hours there are in the day, is because if I don't pay attention for a long amount of time, I could lose 5 or 6 hours. So I try to count my hours, count the time, plan what I'm gonna do, because if I don't, nothing will get done. I'm not the type of person to just randomly get stuff done whenever I'm bored. I have to plan and decide what I'm going to get done. I'm not going to be sitting around the house thinking, oh man, I think the kitchen needs cleaned. No. No, I'm the type of person that's like, all right, I need to clean the kitchen every time I see this, or else it's not going to get done. I, what you would call a clean, disorderly person, and ordered house and everything like that. I order everything, but that is not in my nature. I make sure everything is nice and clean and everything like that because I think that it's a good thing to have, and I don't want my children growing up in a dirty or a messy house or anything like that. So I try to clean, but I can't just sit down and clean. I won't just be sitting around the house, you know, oh, the kids are asleep, looks like it's time to clean. No, my first thought's gonna be, oh, the kids are asleep, looks like it's time to what is it, play video games. So I have to set time. People make the time to do what they want to do. If you really want to do something, you will make the time for it no matter what. So I am. So I set up all of my time for sleep and everything like that, and lucid dreaming is one of the things that I would call redeems the time. You spend so much time sleeping in your life, and if you could actually be doing something, at least having fun, not just some blank out, absolutely nothing going on in your head. That's so bad. That's just not what I want. I'd at least want to have fun. If it can't be productive, it might as well be fun. That's kind of my ideas of things. So, yeah. So, picking the right shore. You want a shore with a lot of good opportunities for good rocks. That would be a shore. You can't just choose a shore one night, though. The shore is determined by the previous nights. I told you guys that before. I think it might have been a previous version of the finished of the rock throwing analogy. But you can only go from shore to shore to shore. You can't skip shores. So if you go to a better shore each night, you'll just continually be getting to a better shore. Now, you can skip really quickly back to a bad shore if you wish to. If you want to just like not sleep one night, not even go to the shore, then you can easily do that, and then the next night you're going to be back at a bad shore. Now, the more you know shores, the easier it'll be for you to get to a good shore. And every time you go to sleep, as I said, it's skipping a rock, so you can either skip one rock at nighttime, or you can skip five or six like I do. I mean, I woke up five times last night. I didn't even remember a dream the first time I woke up, but that's because apparently I didn't skip the rock very good. Next time I woke up, I remembered a dream. I'd thrown a rock pretty good. It didn't skip, though. And then the next time, I had skipped a rock, had a lucid dream. Next time, skipped another rock, had another lucid dream. So this is just my average night, really, is waking up, going back to sleep, waking up, going back to sleep. Your dreams are determined to how you fall asleep. Never fall asleep tired. You ain't going to be good that way. But anyways, so then we get to skipping the rock. The technique that you're using is generally going to be just dialed, wild, whatever specific technique. I'm not going to get into that because I think that all techniques can work, especially given time. At least there's all techniques that revolve around the main things that you need to lucid dream, sleep, and awareness. And, I was reading some threads today and I got like five different good ideas for a podcast, so I'm really struggling to go through this because I really want to talk about something else. But yeah, I will get through this. I'm going to try to get to the part that I really want to talk about, which is naturals. So after you are good at picking out rocks and you're good at throwing stuff, it doesn't matter how you started out. All that matters is the rocks that you're picking, the shore that you're picking, the way you're throwing the rocks. And I would probably think of something like stress as, what do you call that? Waves. Yeah, just the tide or the whatever. The more stress or anything like that you have, the more waves you're going to have. So even if you're picking a good rock, unless you're really, really good at throwing, it's going to be very difficult to throw whenever it's stressed out, okay? Now you might, even if you're stressed out, hit that right part of the wave accidentally. That could happen. But it's not gonna happen every night if you're always stressed out. You want those waves to be calm. That's another reason meditation is so good, is it just kills your stress. Kills it, I swear. So that's another thing. But you get to, you know, you're calm, sure. You're all throwing rocks. You've got naturals and non-naturals alike. And this doesn't have anything to do with dream control. This is just the art of getting a lucid dream of itself. And in the end, the naturals and the non-naturals are doing the exact same thing. So there's no natural or non-natural way to lucid dream. People try to take the word nature and use its definition to describe a natural. The idea of a natural, if you take it from the previous thing, is just somebody that noticed the rock skip and decided to do something about it. Which makes them sound pretty freaking awesome, makes you think a little more of naturals, right? Now, that makes it to where the people like me, who saw the rock skip, said, hey, that's pretty cool, and then went about their day for 5-10 years. A little less cool. I noticed it again, though, whenever I was older. And that's whenever I looked up online and did something about it. I guess it wouldn't just be someone that noticed the rock skip and did something about it. It'd be someone that noticed the rock skip and did something about it without asking questions from other people. But, and there's some people that say that they've just always been lucid. Those are not really the type of naturals. I don't really know what that could be. Like, that sounds like some sort of a, I would say mental disorder, but it's more likely to be a mental order because your moral awareness and everything like that. One thing I wanted to say, I'm switching over. I'm trying to switch over to the topic that I'm going to be doing my next podcast about, but I can't. Got to wait. So whenever you look at what I do versus natural, it's about the same. We just go to the shore, the right shore, we pick the right rocks, and we throw them. So that's what I want you to think. You guys see naturals, they're just like, oh, I just go to bed and I get dreams. That's how I do now. Now, I have techniques and stuff that I do for fun and things that I do to get better. Now, if I wanted to stay where I'm at lucid dreaming, not get any better, I could easily just go to sleep every night and have a lucid dream. But looking at naturals that are trying to get better, they do have a technique to try and get better, generally. And they know, they can tell. And so whenever I say that I don't just go by the feeling, but I also go by the technique, if the feeling is gone, I rely only on the technique. If the technique, if I don't have time to do the technique, I rely solely on the feeling. If I have time to do the technique and look for the feeling, I usually have more lucid dreams. Does that make sense? If I just rely on the feeling, I can only rely on things that I've felt before, because I am not a natural. So I didn't search for the feeling. I don't know how to search for more of the feeling unless I use my technique to find the feeling. Does that make sense to you guys? Is everything good? Everything? So in order to have a lucid dream, as I said, I just have to go to bed right now. If I went to sleep right now, I'd probably have a lucid dream, but I have things to do. As I said, canvassing, it's cold outside. It'd be hard to sleep here. But I did plan this pretty well because I know that my daughter takes a nap around 2. And I know that my son sleeps pretty much all day long. So looking at that, I say, well, I have to be doing the canvassing thing. It'll take me about 3 hours to do the neighborhood. So I went to work at around 11 when my daughter got up. And that's not to say I didn't want to spend time with my daughter. I would have gone early in the morning, but my wife was busy, so I'd stay home and watch the kids. So if I can go early in the morning and get done in 3 hours and then have some time with my daughter and then sleep, that'd be nice. But if I do it any other time, it could be just leaving my wife with the crazy kids all day long. Right now is a time where all the kids will be chilling out and eating and stuff like that. Or both the kids, not all. So that's kind of why I chose now. It's a better time. Even though it does mean that I see less of my daughter today, which isn't too bad though, because I don't work tonight. So I'd still get to see her tonight. Tomorrow I don't get to see any of them. It's going to suck. But anyways, so sleep. I mean, I went to bed at midnight last night. And I got up at 9, so I just got up at 9 because that's when my wife left. And then my son started pooping at 9:15, ended at 9:45. I had a lucid dream in between there and there. And then I changed his diaper. And then I tried to get him to calm down, but he really wanted food. So I had to feed him, and then watch some Criminal Minds, and then wife got home, went to the church. So yeah, here's how I'm rolling. Anyways, that's just to give you an idea of what I've been doing, you know, like I didn't have any crazy, you know, I didn't spend 4 hours meditating yesterday. I know right now, kind of, it's hard for me right now to do any other technique than the ones I know, because I know I'm not at my potential yet. So what I'm trying to do is get back to where I was at. And when I get there, I will start pushing harder. Right now, I know that all I need to do to get back to my normal is sleep more. And so that's what I'm doing. I hope that makes sense. So I don't want you guys to think of naturals as crazy, and I don't care what they say about themselves being, I don't think very many naturals think they're better. I think that some of them make it sound like that because it's hard for them to know of any other way. Whenever I was learning lucid dreaming, I was taught multiple ways. And I tried all of them out, and I found out that I could have a lucid dream with most of them. All I had to do, and the better I was, the easier each technique seemed. But what I decided to do, instead of just finding a technique that worked for me, which is what you have to do at the beginning, I looked for a technique that worked best for me, that I had the time and I could incorporate it in every single day. So go down by the bay every night. Spend time every night sleeping. Don't waste your life sleeping, though. If you want to go hang out with some friends and party, okay, do that. But I wouldn't recommend partying every night of the week, mainly because you'll kill yourself. Have I been here? But I would recommend a balance. Trying to push yourself to sleep more. Trying to get better. Trying to do more every day for lucid dreaming until you hit the point where you can't do much more without stressing out. Then you want to back off a little bit and wait there. And I don't have much else to say. I'm already past 17 minutes and I already rambled way too much, so I'm done.